At Penn Station East Coast Subs, your ears may hear, and your craving deep down inside hears.
Penn Station's cheesesteak is grilled to order with 100% USDA choice steak and sautéed veggies. Piled high on that legendary bread, topped with aged provolone and served melty and hot straight from the oven.
So when you hear, your craving knows.
Time for Penn Station, and don't forget the fresh cut fries.
Penn Station.
Love your sub.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 272 of your favourite Formula One show. Yes, Knowing Wheel is back. We've made it 23 races down, one more to go, and for just the second time ever in the history of this show, Jamie183, we've got a championship decider. Obviously, you've got a bit of skin in the game. I still have preference as to who I'd like to see win it this year, but I don't think I'm as invested as you personally. Talk me through it. How are your emotions heading into this weekend?
I feel like I'm kind of embodying Max Verstappen at the moment because all of his media...
I promise you, you're not.
Yeah, well, only in a mentality and only a very limited in mentality because I'm not going to go out and hit people if stuff doesn't go my way. But anyway... I think
very quickly took a dark path.
I did. I'm just thinking of Esteban Ocon back in the day in 2018. Yeah, that
2018
was it, wasn't
Brazil.
It?
Yeah.
I just think I'm quite relaxed, to be honest. If it happens, I'll be over the moon. If it doesn't, it should never have happened in the first place. So it's quite a nice position to be as a Max fan, because the fact it's even a fight at this point is mostly, as he says, down to McLaren's errors between team and driver. So I'm just here for the ride. I really hope it's an interesting race. I hope it's either Norris or Verstappen or Piastri get track position over Norris, because that will mean we get some shenanigans and that'll be quite fun.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those seasons, hasn't it? That I mean, Max obviously has by far and away out of the three of them put the least feet wrong as such. But I think it's going to be a real year that we look back at the what-ifs, isn't it? Because you could make a compelling argument that each of these drivers, in the case of both McLarens, they could have locked it up by now. In the case of Verstappen as well, he could come into this weekend in a stronger position than
only ever so slightly.
Oh, but that's my point. Yeah. There's no real hypothetical of... A sensible hypothetical in which Max should have ran. I mean, there's no sensible hypothetical in which Max should still be in it.
No.
And everybody ran smoothly. But I hope, if anything, this proves as a lesson to McLaren as to why sometimes you've just got to pick a number one and a number two. There's a small part of me that wants to see them lose is unfair, but kind of wants to see them squirm just a bit more.
Want to see them lose.
I know you do, yeah. And I think that's part of why I don't want to see them lose as well. But there is part of me that kind of wants to see them kind of appreciate that actually, you know, Formula One was built on 70 years of you have to be a bit selfish if you want to be the best in the world and all this kind of let's all be friends and what's it we called it earlier on in the... I can't remember what we called it earlier on in the year. About McLaren.
Papaya rules? I don't know.
We weren't calling it papaya rules, were we, though? We were calling it something else. I can't remember
little
what it was off the
teddy
top
bear's
of my head.
Tea party? Probably something
yeah,
like that.
That kind of thing. Teddy bear racing. That was what
yes,
we called it.
That was it.
That doesn't work in this sport, especially when you've got someone like Max Verstappen on the other side. That if you were at a teddy bear picnic, he would be ripping the heads off of teddy bears at any opportunity.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. We're only a few days away, obviously, from when we know
well,
everything.
We're recording this Friday morning.
Exactly. We can stop just hypothesizing about everything. But if Verstappen wins the championship, that would be his fifth. Fifth in a row, which has only ever happened once before.
Yep.
It'll also be his third championship where a different team won the Constructors, which I think probably says more about Red Bull's second driver.
Including
Mercedes, McLaren, and McLaren. So, and he's only 28 years old. So, would he like? He's on his way basically to the record. He's two away. That's nothing. Like, even Fernando Alonso got two championships. So, you know,
I mean, is this suddenly just turning into slagging off Fernando Alonso?
I just think it'll be the best championship campaign of all time if Verstappen wins it. I mean, it's already been an incredible season.
It will definitely be right up there, won't it?
In a car that's nowhere near, for most of the season, the fastest. Obviously, it has been in a handful of races, but I would say at least three quarters of the season that McLaren has had the edge.
I would argue it's similar to... Let me just double check that I get this right. I would argue it's similar, I think, 1985, where Prost won the championship from both Williams, if I'm not mistaken. No, can't have been 86.
I think Lauda won it in 85.
No, he didn't. That was 84. 84. Prost dominated 85. Sorry, I think it was 86, if I remember correctly. Let me just
I'm not remembering 86 anyway, because I was minus 15
years old. Yeah, no, it was 86 against Mansell and Piquet, in which the Williams was probably the faster car over the course of the year. But still, obviously, Prost was able to get the job done. Although, fun fact, Ayrton Senna should have been in that championship fight as well, had the Lotus had any sort of reliability, which would have been quite impressive.
That would have been impressive in a Lotus as well, because the Lotus wasn't anywhere near at that point. Really,
all the points he lost from where he retired during races would have brought him into the fight.
Wow. What a
fun
driver.
Fact. Yeah. Fun fact.
One of the greatest of all time. Much like Max Verstappen.
Well, this is what I was going to say. I mean, for me, obviously, as someone that isn't a Verstappen fan, if he's able to win this championship, it will undoubtedly be the most impressive championship of his that he's won. You know, you kind of look through 22, 23, 20, 24 again, I always think was a bit overhyped. It kind of, Max did what he needed to.
He did.
But it has been interesting to kind of see the tables have turned this year.
And obviously, but 24 as well was very much like, obviously he had the whole pack at an arm's length after the first six races. But then
much easier when everybody's taking points off
each other. That's what I was going to say. So the fastest car kept on changing between Ferrari, McLaren and Mercedes, really. So no one
and
could
Red
build
Bull
up ahead of steam. Red Bull, not really. After
The Qatar, they were still the fastest.
Well, after the championship was won,
they won it that weekend. They locked it up in Qatar,
right?
No,
they won it in Vegas last year.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yeah, of course. Yeah. And like I said, it's definitely this year is Max's best. And it's going to be that kind of weird thing of, if he now doesn't win it, are we going to look back and go, that was arguably his best season in Formula 1? 23 was.
23 was definitely. 10 wins in a row, almost twice, in back-to-back. It was mental. And he said that himself. I saw an interview with BBC Sport where he was like, 23 was his favourite season. He was asked if this season would go down as his best, and he says that no, 23 was better. I also think 21 had just higher pressure because Hamilton and Mercedes were a much more dominant outfit and like much more formidable outfit to go up against than McLaren and Norris/Piastri. So I think 21 had higher pressure, but he also was younger. He didn't handle that pressure quite as well as he has since, I don't think. And obviously,
I mean, I would still make the argument he didn't handle the pressure at all towards the end of the year.
He did handle it fairly well.
He didn't, did he, really, when you look back at those last few races? I understand that 2021 could have easily been kind of the year that Verstappen learned what it takes to win a championship rather than just being handed it. Because even you've said yourself, those last few races, he made a lot of errors.
He did, and just misjudgments. I don't think they were even errors. I think he just misjudged. I mean, the Saudi qualifying obviously springs to mind, but the
Saudi qualifying, Qatar, he was nowhere near, Abu Dhabi at the start as well.
Yeah, he messed up the pre-start.
It is that thing, isn't it? Of,
but then you're going for your first title, so it's kind of forgivable.
No, exactly. This is what I was going to say. It obviously is understandable, and you know it does happen, and you kind of think most of the greats have that one that could have happened, but you almost need that loss.
Hamilton's
07. Hamilton's 07. You kind of think you need that loss to get that last piece of the puzzle, don't you, really?
And Verstappen just got away with it because of Michael Massey.
Exactly. Verstappen was kind of handed it when that easily could and arguably still should have been that learning year of this is what it takes.
I possibly. It would have been a big shame for him if he hadn't won 21, though, because then everyone would be like, he only wins in the fastest car for 2 years.
Even Adrian Newey said that 2021 car was the fastest. It's not the point of today, though, Jake.
No, it's
Let's
not.
Talk about, obviously, Max Verstappen. He's going to be getting a new teammate next year.
He is, and it's been coming since about June, I want to say. Like, June, July time.
Silverstone, yeah.
We knew that Isaac Hadjar was on his way to Red Bull. And lo and behold, 6 months later, here we are. I'm a bit nervous for him, naturally. But I think he's got the confidence in himself. He's a quick driver. The rule change should help a little bit because I think Verstappen at the beginning of rule change cycles takes, you know, 5 or 6 races to get up to speed, as everyone does in a way. But being a rookie in that situation might be helpful. A bit like Sergio Perez. I mean, not a rookie at all, but was able to match Verstappen in 22 at the beginning for a few races. I don't know. It seems like a good move for Isaac Hadjar, but there's always the risk when you go into...
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Next to one of the all-time greats. You know, there's a possibility Verstappen is world champion with his teammate 18th in the championship this season, which is a bit ridiculous. So that's the kind of situation Hadjar's finding himself in.
Still 18th? I guess he's been unlucky recently, hasn't he, to not score on a couple of occasions. Mexico, he was looking pretty good. Vegas, he was looking pretty good.
I mean, not sure. I mean, no, sorry, he's up to 15th, but he could easily finish 17th. Yeah. He's a point off 17th. Yeah.
He could easily then also finish 13th if he gets a few points together in his,
if he gets sixth,
he's currently getting his last race.
I don't think he's getting 6th, but there we go.
Okay.
I mean, he won't finish. They're definitely going to underfuel him like they did with Perez in 21.
Probably, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me if they... I mean, every single race recently, he's had an absolute terrible pit stop, it feels like. I mean, this is the thing, though, Jamie, isn't it? The wonderful way that Red Bull works is it could end up being, you know, another one of these more recent drivers, whether that's a Gasly or an Albon or a Perez or a Lawson or whoever else has been in that seat so many times more recently. Or... it could be a Ricciardo, 2014, going up against the four-time champion. Huge new reg cycle.
There is not a chance that Isaac Hadjar beats Max Verstappen next season.
My logic is in thinking at the moment that it's pretty much the perfect time for Hadjar to come in. Because if Red Bull aren't that competitive, which there is a possibility with all... because we talk about, obviously, the cars are changing, but also the engines.
Yeah,
Max could very quickly lose motivation.
He could. And I think, yeah, the start of a rule cycle is when you often see teams not firing all cylinders at all.
Absolutely.
And I think Verstappen's the best when the team is firing all around him and everything's going for it. And, you know, like, they're being well-oiled machines, both team and driver.
Yeah.
I think at the start of the regs change, you're less likely to have that.
I think Max is one of those drivers as well, isn't he? Like you said, if everything's firing on all cylinders... where, say, for example, if your team is 90% of the component, most drivers can get you up to 100. Max is the kind of guy that then can get you to 110, he really?
He's kind of able to. I mean, still, the fact you basically went into a race knowing he would win, and that basically that doesn't happen that often in Formula One at all.
No, you do get those occasional complete dominance years, don't you? But yeah, I mean, obviously, like we said, Hadjar obviously moving up to Red Bull, Yuki Tsunoda is out for next year, which I think has come as a bit of a surprise, because to be honest, when you look at F2 this year, Lindblad, I can understand why Red Bull want to bring him in, but pretty much since they started talking about bringing him in, he's been pretty mediocre in Formula 2.
Yeah, and as we always say, it's a hard barometer, but he's quick. I think that's the important thing. He's
qualified,
definitely...
I think he was 19th in Qatar.
Yeah, but all of the championship protagonists qualified there, apart from Leo.
Leo, my boy.
So, yeah, I think he's definitely got a bit about him. And he's 18 years old. He was born after Alonso and Hamilton had a fight in Hungary.
He's so bad in it. He was born after Alonso won his last championship, after Hamilton won his first race. How old are we, man?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But there we go. He's 18 years old. He's a young man. And I think he's got pace. I think Liam Lawson is a nice teammate to go up against because he's not that good. So, you know, a bit like Behrman and Ocon this year, I think.
How can we say Liam Lawson isn't that good when, apart from Formula One, he's basically won in everything he's ever touched?
Yeah, he's won a race and then done nothing else after that in everything he's ever touched. I think a bit like what we've seen with Behrman and Ocon this year, where Ocon had a bit of an edge, and then throughout the mid-season, Behrman was getting closer and closer, and now Behrman's just rinsing Ocon, if you've not noticed. It's a bit mad how much the out-qualifying streak is at the moment. So I think it could be something similar to Lindblad for Lawson next year. I see 100%, by the way, why they didn't put Tsunoda back in V-Cup, because from Red Bull's perspective, that team exists to blood young drivers. What is the point? What is the point of putting Tsunoda and Lawson as teammates in that team again? I don't know.
I'm completely with you on that. I am completely with you on that. It's just that bizarre thing, isn't it, still, of... And again, I know we talked about this earlier on in the year. Why didn't Alpine wait and just... Because let's be fair, before Alpine were talking about renewing Colapinto for next year, we already knew it was pretty much an talked about secret, wasn't it? That either Tsunoda or Lawson was going to be gone. Both of them are better than Colapinto, especially putting Yuki back together with Pierre. You could really build on some momentum heading into 26.
You could. Not that they've got any momentum to build on at the moment, but I think
they're going to get a huge amount of wind tunnel testing time.
They really are, yeah. obviously, Mercedes engine coming in for next year, so that will be good for
Alpine
them, I think.
Champions right now. We'll do some really early predictions on the run-up to Christmas. It's going to be hilarious.
I definitely think Tsunoda's better than Colapinto. I don't think it's light and night and day between them, to be honest. I think...
Really?
I think Tsunoda is better, but I think Gasly is better still.
Yeah. But Gasly also is completely unmotivated this year, and who can blame him?
He was pretty motivated to get Q3 in Qatar and Brazil.
He's
was
had 10 Q3s Vegas, this year, to his credit.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive.
It's just as soon as you get to a race, there's nothing going on.
Well, it's because he can't do anything, because he's 20 horsepower down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Must be horrible.
Enough about the silly season. We should talk about...
Or you just crash into Hülkenberg for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was a safety car on lap 7. Did you know, this is a fun fact from Qatar, that the Hülkenberg was on a soft, and the first stint, obviously. He was due to pit at the end of lap 7 and go for a crazy undercut and do the medium to the end of the race.
He was going
to
finish third.
So if that crash didn't happen, obviously that lap, there was no chance for it to happen again because Hülkenberg was in at the end of that lap. So it really, and that was what cost... That's why Verstappen's still in the championship. So thank you, Pierre Gasly, for understeering so bad in your boat of an Alpine.
So what we're saying is Hülkenberg has helped Verstappen win this championship. I mean, you can even... Imola, the pole lap, wasn't it, in Imola?
That was last year.
He gave him a toe. Was that last year, was it? Oh, because you were there, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Hülkenberg is the only reason Max has seen the success he's had in the sport.
But this,
all
genuinely...
All down to Hülkenberg.
This genuinely is a good point because, obviously, we talk about the team dynamics and... The likelihood is that Verstappen will be fighting on his own at the front come Saturday and Sunday in Abu Dhabi. He genuinely has a little crew of drivers who like him and who will give him a tow or give him an easy pass like Alonso did in Qatar Sprint. So, you know, you've obviously got Tsunoda. He's going to be underfueled and try and annoy the McLarens as much as possible. You've got both V-carbs because they're obviously the same ownership.
Qualifies 14th.
Possibly. He'll just run as hard, as long as possible. And hope to get track position. And then Hülkenberg likes Verstappen quite a lot. Alonso absolutely loves Max Verstappen for some reason.
Because they have a shared dislike for Lewis Hamilton.
Possibly. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know all that. So we'll see. I think there's a strong chance that Verstappen gets a toe down the back straight in Q3, but it's probably not going to be from Yuki Tsunoda.
No. That also requires Hülkenberg to make Q3, which seems unlikely.
I think Hulk's more likely than Tsunoda, to be honest.
Well, yeah, but that's not... I'm probably more likely to get Q3 than Yuki Tsunoda, and I'm not even racing this weekend. I mean, you say that. There are a few on the other side of that I think would much rather see McLaren win. I think George Russell would definitely probably do, you know, hold him up a little bit, or, you know, just be driving around and just get crashed into by Max Verstappen for the sake of it. I would make the argument that maybe like an Albon and a Sainz would rather see...
I think Sainz would rather see Verstappen.
No, because they don't get know, on yeah. Toro Rosso.
But Sainz and Verstappen Jr. are fine. It's Sainz and Verstappen's dads who don't get on, isn't it?
Yeah, so. But if your dads don't get on, you don't get on. That's just the way the world works, isn't it? it is just kind of that whole thing. You know,
Lewis Hamilton didn't know that the championship was still going on. That was quite
he just
amusing.
Care.
Yep, that was very good.
He doesn't even know how many races are left this year. He's just counting them down.
I'm sure he knows how many races are left because it's more driving this absolute horse of a Ferrari.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a canal boat, isn't it? It's awful. We've got a couple of other bits and pieces as we head into Abu Dhabi, Jamie. Last race for DRS. Last race for Sauber as well.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Last race so far for Sauber. I feel like every five years or so, they just turn up. When Audi have had enough and they want to leave the sport, they'll become Sauber again with a nicer factory. A bit like what they did with BMW.
Exactly. That's just how they do upgrades, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Bring a new manufacturer.
Get bought out for a few years, buy some Germans.
And yes.
Then, it's basically just the Swiss mentality, isn't it? Work with the Germans for your own benefit until it doesn't work anymore, and then you back out.
Then you become neutral again.
Or they back out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you just become neutral, and everybody forgets you worked with the Germans.
Exactly. Well, they're still living off the BMW money, really, at the Hinwil factory, aren't they? All of the.
Well, actually, living off the Kimi Räikkönen money, who was, of course, sold to McLaren.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Mercedes!
Oh, yeah.
You were German!
Yeah. True. Back in 2002, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was how they bought their new wind tunnel that they're still using to this day.
Bit crazy. Bit mad. Do we want to talk about the obvious thing that people are talking about Abu Dhabi?
What, who's going to be the last person to press the DRS button?
I hope they bring Jensen Button back, personally. But I don't think
he's got a 10-place grid penalty, though, doesn't he? Or a 5-place grid penalty.
Yeah. I think what is going to happen, Max Verstappen is in the lead.
Okay.
Oscar Piastri is second.
Okay.
George Russell is third.
Okay.
And Lando Norris is fourth, with two laps to go in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
What's Piastri doing?
Piastri's sitting behind Max. George is letting Lando by.
You think? I disagree. Yep. There's no way Russell's
or
got that
Oscar
much
Oscar is
vendetta.
Told all or nothing.
I think that's quite likely. I think Piastri is told, absolutely send it.
Yeah.
And come out the last corner if you haven't overtaken him. Back off.
And
but then I think Max has the possibility to do something really funny. And out of the last corner, feign an engine issue and just start lifting off and lifting off. So that Piastri thinks, oh, I'm going to beat him, and then just drive across the line.
You've really built this up in your head way more. There's not a chance Max Verstappen would risk that in the final.
Well, he's lost the championship if Piastri lets Norris through, so he's got to try and get Piastri to not let Norris through.
Yeah, but if Piastri jumps him, then
it's over. Yeah.
Exactly. What's the other scenario here, Jamie, is that Red Bull are nowhere near McLaren all weekend.
Yeah.
Oscar wins, Lando follows him home in P2, and then we end up with like Max or George in third, way behind.
That would be a big shame, and I really, really hope.
I bet you haven't thought of that one, have you? You've had Max is going to pretend an engine issue, someone's going to go cartwheeling. I guess Grosjean did that here in 2018.
Hülkenberg, actually. That was Grosjean spun him into a car.
Oh, it was Grosjean into Hülkenberg, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was. I really hope there is a fight at the very least. Because it's entirely possible that it's Norris from Piastri 10 seconds clear of Verstappen on lap 10. And that would be really sad. Yeah. I think, as we spoke about Verstappen a little bit, going through his first championship, making tons of errors, I think the pressure on Norris especially is going to be huge this weekend. And he's not brilliant under pressure, to be honest.
No. No.
I guess it's
that horrible thing, of course, of yes, he's under a huge amount of pressure, but on the other hand, it's also, you know, if Max was 6 points closer and it was winner takes all.
Yeah.
Then I would absolutely back Max all the way. I just wouldn't even, I wouldn't even count Lando as a championship contender anymore.
And there's always the possibility.
Just throw it.
Even if it is Norris, Piastri, Verstappen on the grid, Verstappen will do everything on lap one to try and get track position.
But he can't afford to, though, can he?
Well, if
he's
clever.
It's not like 2021, where he can risk having contact, because if he was 12 points clear, then absolutely, you just take him out.
Yeah. But the other thing is,
he cannot risk that being behind.
The interesting is, Norris can't risk contact either, because if Verstappen and Norris crash and say they're both out,
Piastri wins.
Piastri only needs P3, doesn't he, to win the championship?
Yeah.
P2, which
there is still a scenario of that happening.
There is. And I just hope we have something to talk about. I mean, I know there's going to be a new champion crowd regardless, so we're going to have something to talk about. I hope
it's not. If it's Max.
A five-time world champion. I really hope it's not a boring Norris-Piastri-Verstappen race. But we shall see. There's a lot to get excited for this weekend.
We certainly will. Do you want your quiz, Jamie? Because it relates to world champions.
Okay.
I've got you a fun one this week. I've been going back through the F1 record books.
Okay.
You have got to name me the year and the world championship winner when it's come down to the final race, but you've also got to tell me how many points they won the championship
by. Oh my word.
You've got to go back in order.
How am I going to do that?
Everybody remembers who won the championship in the end, but nobody remembers by how much. Well, sometimes they do.
Because no one cares how much.
They do. I do.
A win is a win.
To be fair, every single one I looked at, apart from one, I could get.
Okay. So, the most recent one was 2021, of course.
Correct.
That was level going into the final race. Verstappen obviously won the championship. I don't think fastest laps were involved. I think someone random got a fastest lap. So, I'll say it was 7 points in favour of Verstappen.
Incorrect.
Are you serious?
Max got fastest lap on the last lap.
Did he? What a stupid quiz. Let me carry on.
I'm going to let you carry on.
Why didn't Bottas... Oh, Bottas was being overtaken, wasn't he? As if he got fastest lap on the last lap. I guess it was new soft, actually, wasn't he?
It was a completely OP tyre, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Right, this is a stupid quiz, because I'm getting to 2014 soon, which had double points involved. How am I going to know that? The one before that was 2016.
Correct.
I do know this one because it's right behind me up there. Nico Rosberg doing donuts in Abu Dhabi. He won it by 5 points.
Correct.
Hamilton, because it was 13 going into the race. I know that one.
It was 12 going into the race.
Oh yeah, true. Good maths. 2014 is stupid because Lewis Hamilton won it from Rosberg in Abu Dhabi. But Rosberg DNF'd. So I think it was something like 14 points going into Abu Dhabi. And then Hamilton got 50. And Rosberg got none. So I'm going to say it was 64 points.
Incorrect.
Right. What was it?
67 points.
Oh, well, there you go. What a stupid
quiz. I'll let
you
keep going through a few more.
Okay. Before that was 2012.
I figured if you just named who won the championship in title deciders, it'd be too easy.
It would be. It would be. But the points gap is stupid. Why on earth would I remember
that? Yeah, but that's what made it spicy.
Well, Alonso didn't win. Vettel won in 2012.
He did.
And I believe he won it by 3 points.
Correct.
Because it was going to be 1 point, and then Schumacher got out of the way and gave him two more.
He did.
2010 was Vettel from third in the championship, 15 points back going into the race. We move. Oh, I've just gave myself the answer because he was 15 points back. He won and Alonso was seventh. Quick maths, 4 points.
Correct.
Nice. Here we go.
Now he's building some momentum.
08. Was 1 point in favour of Lewis Hamilton.
Correct.
07 was 1 point in favour of Kimi Raikkonen.
Correct.
06 technically went down to the last race, but does that really count?
It went down to the last race.
Because it was 10 points gap in favour of Alonso before the last race. And Alonso won. No, he didn't. Massa won. Alonso was second. And Schumacher was like 7th or 6th or 5th or something. I'll say it finished on 14 points.
Incorrect. Oh, well, 13,
finished there,
I'm afraid.
Whatever. 13. Yeah, that was close.
Okay. That's a good job you said finished there, because that was the last one I got up.
Okay. You didn't think I was getting any further.
Well, to be fair, I was bang on. You didn't get any further than one.
I mean, who knew that Max Verstappen got the fastest lap in Abu Dhabi?
I did.
Yeah, because you looked it up. I mean, that's probably the least significant fastest lap point ever.
Well, you'd argue all of them were pretty insignificant. They made no difference at all.
I'd say the most significant was Daniel Ricciardo in his last ever race.
It was, but it did get rid of them, which I think was a good thing as well in the end.
That's why it's the most significant.
The annoying hypotheticals of 6 sprints and fastest lap bonus points. Yeah. Was so hilariously dumb. Oh, this person could still win the championship, but they need them not to score ever again and win every sprint with fastest lap in the Grand Prix. So stupid. So stupid. I hated all these random bonus points we give out nowadays.
Yeah.
Bring back 10 points for the win, Jamie. That's what I said.
Bring back Bernie Ecclestone.
Let's not do that. we've already talked about it, haven't we, Jamie? Is it time for predictions? Are we getting our predictions locked in early?
Yes, it is. And much like 2014 in the FIA, we're doing double points. Because
we are doing double points. I'd forgot about that.
It's 14
it keeps me
points.
In the hunt.
14 points in my favour. There are 16 points available.
Yeah.
So I'm in a better position than Lando Norris at the moment. But you can go first. And I've already said to Matt pre-show, which I'm sure is not predictable at all, I know exactly what I am saying for my top 3.
You may as well go with what you're saying then.
Okay, I am saying Verstappen gets pole, Verstappen wins, Russell second, Antonelli third.
You're actually saying he's going to win this? Are you genuinely saying at the end of this weekend Max Verstappen's going to be champion?
It's going to happen.
So you're saying Max, George, Kimi. Max, George, Kimi. Fascinating. This was another hypothetical I was thinking about, Jamie, after we spoke about hypotheticals a minute ago. Piastri is leading the Grand Prix with a handful of laps to go. Lando is second. Max is third. Does Max risk an overtake?
So, in that case, Norris is winning.
Norris is going to win the championship.
To be honest,
if Max
obviously
goes for the overtake, takes them both out, Oscar wins.
I think Piastri is doing everything he can to back up the field at that point. Because he needs Norris off the podium. So I think Piastri would be
setting a very slow... But
Teddy Bear
Racing, Jamie. McLaren will make sure that one of their drivers wins it.
Yeah, and Piastri's got to make sure it's him. So I think if Piastri or Verstappen has track position towards the end of the race, they will start slowing down and backing the field up. Just like what we got in 2016.
What if Max is ahead of Oscar going into the final few laps and he knows if he backs him up and Oscar gets through, then Max is going to lose anyway?
So you're saying Norris is winning? And it's Verstappen Piastri.
No, I'm saying if Max is in a different scenario, if Max is winning, Oscar's second, and
Norris
Lando's
third.
Like fifth or something. I don't know.
Well, if Lando's fifth and Verstappen's winning, Verstappen wins. So that's fine.
Or Oscar goes for a move.
Yeah, but in that case, Verstappen doesn't need to drive slowly, does he? Because if it's Verstappen Piastri and Norris is fifth, Verstappen's the world champion. So he'll just drive as quickly as he can.
So if it's Max, Oscar, Lando then?
Then Verstappen will be backing everyone up.
And what if Oscar goes for a move?
I think Verstappen's clever enough to make sure that Piastri doesn't go for a move.
Interesting.
Because like the Abu Dhabi final sector is built for backing people up. So
it's horrible, isn't it? It's better than it used to be, but it's still horrible.
Yeah.
When
Perez cost Hamilton 11 seconds back in 21 in one lap.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Oscar, pole.
On pole, I'm flipping it.
Yep. Oscar, victory.
Interesting.
I'm going to say Max P2.
Oh, wow. So, Piastri, if Norris is not third, you're saying Piastri could be the world champion?
No, because if Oscar wins, Lando could finish like fifth, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah, he could. It's 16 points, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm going to say Oscar pole, Oscar win, Max P2. I can't say George because I need the double points over you, but I want to say George.
I mean, I think because you put Max on the podium, you're already not beating me.
Yeah, it would only be a 2-point swing,
wouldn't
it?
It could be a tie, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're just not allowed to put Max on the podium then.
Brilliant.
I'm going to say Lando third.
Boring. Wow, okay. So we locked that in. I'm saying Verstappen, Russell, Antonelli. Big up the Mercedes hype train to stop McLaren.
Now, but surely if it's Helmut Marko, he'll say that Mercedes is trying to get lose on purpose again or something.
Well, because Helmut Marko's an idiot. We didn't speak about that last week, but we all know that.
We did briefly
true.
Mention it, didn't we? But yeah, he's a moron.
And I feel for GP because he hadn't seen the incident yet. And it was maybe a stupid thing to say in hindsight when he's being broadcast to millions, but
I also don't know when you're being broadcast and when you're not, to be fair.
True. I don't lay the blame at GP's
door. Which isn't a great excuse, but is still... Yeah, the thing is, I can relate to GP because I'm also a very sarcastic man.
That's
I can
true.
Understand, but yeah.
And you also live stream to millions of people, so, you know.
Well, not quite millions, a few at a time, but still.
Yes, and you have said Piastri, Verstappen, Norris.
Yeah.
So you're saying Lando Norris is the new world champion. And I'm saying
I am saying Lando Norris is world champion. I want to believe it's going to be Oscar, but the only scenario in which that happens is if Max and Lando take each other out.
Which could happen. Very plausible.
Could happen, but I'm so intrigued to see how Max takes on this weekend.
I am too.
Is he either going to... Because I don't believe he'll do this, first of all. Is he either going to play it as the, oh, if I win, I win, it's great. If I don't, I don't, I should never have been here. Because let's be fair, Max talks a big game. Never once do I actually believe he means it.
Well, Lewis Hamilton said that going into the last race of 2016, didn't he? Realistically. And then he tried everything to try and beat Rosberg.
Exactly.
So I don't blame, like, that's just what drivers do. That's what champions do, especially.
Yeah, but when you say you don't care about the records and everything like that, we all know you do.
Yeah, does he really?
Does he try and do everything he can to win it? Does he try and?
I think he absolutely does.
Or does he just go out and try and win?
See
what happens behind.
I think he will do everything.
McLaren more recently have screwed each other over more often than not by themselves than anything Max has done.
That's true. Yeah, Max is on a 9 race podium streak at the moment, which is crazy.
Yeah.
McLarens are on. Well, Piastri's on 1. Norris is on zero at the moment. Yeah, we will see. I think Verstappen does everything he can. How often do you get to fight for a championship in your career? Maybe 10 times if you're one of the best of all time. Like, you're going into the final race with a possibility of being world champion. You know, Schumacher had it 10. I think Hamilton had it 8 or 9. Alonso's had it about 6.
No, Hamilton is 11, isn't he?
Oh, 7... 10, 20, 12, 10, not 12,
16, and 21.
Oh, yeah, wow. And then the 71.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think for the best drivers of all time, these opportunities don't come around too often. And he's got a chance. He's got a good chance. So he's just got to fully send it, as he would say.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And we will reconvene.
I'm now, after doing this podcast, I've now got like a nervous anxiety in my stomach as well. About what's
going to
happen.
And Lando Norris? Are you finally admitting it?
No, I just want to see Oscar win it. I want to see Max and Lando take each other out of Turn 1 and Oscar come from behind to win it.
Right. Okay. I mean, it could happen.
That's what I want.
What I would love if Verstappen and Norris crash and then Verstappen survives but is like last and then you've got Piastri winning and Verstappen's got to get back up to second for the rest of the race. That
would
be top.
It.
Oh, yeah, Oscar would win it. He's got to get back and win. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen because that won't happen.
For a man that spent all week trying to figure out scenarios, you haven't figured them out.
I haven't figured
out
many. No.
This is the thing. Max cannot afford to have a crash with Lando
because
if Oscar wins, Max cannot be champion.
It would be fantastic if we get another bit of plank gate after the Norris is midway through celebrating his championship and then he'd go, oh, sorry, your plank is a millimetre too short.
No, genuinely for a second, if that happened, there is not a chance the FIA wouldn't let it slip.
Oh, I agree. The FIA would brush it
right
under the
carpet. They never would let that not happen. They will quite happily not bend the rules necessarily, but
just
twist
not apply
them slightly to meet their own ends. to definitely try to achieve their own objectives. What was I going to quickly? That was what I was going to quickly double check, Jamie. Because before I forget, obviously, this has been tied with the longest season of all time, hasn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I just wanted to see. Quickly. Oh, there's no easy way of accessing this. I wanted to see how many episodes we've done this year.
It must be a lot, like 70, I would say.
We're up to 58 episodes this year.
Wow.
I want to see how many we did. So we did, we've done 58 episodes this year. Last year we did 59 by the end of the year. Now I assume we're going to do one next
week. At least one more.
Champion. I'm sure we'll get one more in. Before the end of the year. So as always, I just want to thank you for being my partner in crime.
Oh, no worries at all.
And always doing these, no matter who wins the championship. But of course, if Max does win it, then there won't be a podcast next week, and there never will again. So there is that as well.
Well, we survived 2021. So
we did. I think we even said that at the time. If we could survive 2021, yes. We can survive anything.
Exactly. And no, I think my real life friends, we were very grateful to Matt because... me talking about F1 for an hour a week means that they don't get to hear it, which they're all grateful for.
Exactly. And I've got no one to talk to apart from Mass 212, I guess.
Yeah, so. And she hears it anyway. That's the whole job.
Exactly. She's stuck with it. It's his job.
Exactly.
Interestingly, we did 59 episodes as well in 2023.
Oh, we're on for a record.
Every year we do 59 episodes. Sorry, I'm just really interested in the data now. 2022, we did 56. And in 2021, we just didn't do that many.
No, we didn't at all. Bad. Finding our feet.
We did 35 in 2021.
Wow.
So there's that.
Lightweights.
Exactly. Jamie, have you got anything else to add? Any words for Max Verstappen?
No. Max Verstappen, good luck. Go forth and prosper.
Go forth and prosper. Thank you all, as always, so much for listening. If you have enjoyed, please do make sure you leave a like, get yourselves subscribed. And Jamie and I shall return next week with what might be a new world champion, what might be with a 5-time champion. We shall all wait and find out. Let us know who you think is going to win the championship down in the comments below.
With Fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.